This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. has halted all inbound flights of Afghan evacuees from the two main bases overseas for health safety concerns, a move that U.S. officials warn could have a severe impact on the evacuation operation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Friday the flights from Germany and Qatar were paused after four Afghans who arrived in the United States were diagnosed with measles.
These individuals are being quarantined in accordance with public health guidelines, and the CDC has begun full contact tracing. All arriving Afghans are currently required to be vaccinated for measles as a condition of entry into the United States, and critical immunizations, including MNR, are being administered for Afghans at military bases in the United States.
Germany and Qatar, along with Spain, Kosovo, Kuwait, and other countries, agreed to temporarily host U.S. processing sites for evacuees after Kabul fell, after allies initially balked over worries of getting stuck with U.S. security problems. The U.N. Refugee Agency chief says the UNHCR will engage with the Taliban in order to provide assistance to millions of displaced Afghans. U.N. High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi said his agency has so far not observed large numbers of Afghans trying to cross into other countries, but he warned that the situation could change if conditions in the country deteriorate. Grandi said the first priority for his organization is to scale up our humanitarian work to help those displaced because winter is coming. He said it's very cold in Afghanistan during the winter. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our